You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend. Can I say my old friend at this point, X-Man?
Well, hopefully I'm not that old.
No, you're not, but put the mic up in your face a little bit more. And Xavier Gonzalez, he's the Chief Executive Officer of eMERGE Americas. Miami's becoming a technology hub. Xavier and his team are leading the way in that, and I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to see at eMERGE, the conference this year, maybe some of the things you guys are seeing in the community. But more than that, the reason we're emerging into the future is because Miami has a future, and part of that future is sitting next to you, X-Man. Can you introduce who you brought with you today?
Yeah, so I have a special guest with me today that's really going to be driving a lot of the leadership in the community in the future. His name is Lucas Gonzalez. He happens to be 7 years old and related to me in the closest of ways. A little embarrassed right now, but he's having fun.
That's okay, because we're going to ask him what he thinks about eMERGE, and you better get your answer together there, Luke. All right, now listen, let's get started. Say hello to everybody, Lucas. No, you didn't. You just did, though. You don't realize it, but you did.
Hi.
There you go. All right. Now, Xavier, tell me a little bit about what's been going on with eMERGE. Let's set the table. What is eMERGE?
Yeah, so eMERGE is the global technology conference that connects Latin America, North America, and Europe. And it's been hosted here in Miami. We launched it in 2014. And it's really found a special niche in the market. And it's unique when you look at the global landscape of technology conferences. And we've really been able to grow that platform year over year. And are looking forward to what will be our fifth edition coming up in April of next year.
Wow, I love participating. It's great. I walk around. I see all my friends. I get to ask all the people in the booth what problem they're solving. You know, that's I learned that. You know, that's what the entrepreneurs are all about. So what problem is eMERGE solving?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're trying to do is really put a spotlight on the position of Miami as a technology hub. And it's the power of its connection to Latin America and really doing that in a way that is unique when you look across all of the other markets out in the, whether it's in the U.S. or Latin America. So we've helped to put that, shine that light. And that's what we're looking to kind of continue to do and deliver the kind of powerful connections that the corporate community is looking for here in Miami. But really kind of the, when you look across the world, the people who are trying to connect with the Latin American tech ecosystem, eMERGE is that one time of year that you could do that.
It's okay. You know, we're hearing a little bit of Lucas in the background. So Lucas, what do you think about your dad and his involvement with eMERGE? Give it to me, Bo. Come on. You like it?
No.
You're all talkative until we got to go there. No, so he doesn't like it, but that's because you spend so much time making Miami the center of the technology universe here. So what, let me, you want to say something now? Now you got something to say?
Did you know I'm on the radio?
There you go. I think everybody does. Now, X, what's going to be new this year at eMERGE?
Yeah, I think we're really trying to continue building on the momentum that we've picked up in the first 4 years. Really nothing necessarily that's going to be different or new, but really building on the strength of what we've built, which is connecting the leaders in Latin America, the government officials, the entrepreneurs, the investors that are really playing a big role in the innovation ecosystem there, and really double down on that and really make sure that that's powerful. And also kind of continuing our momentum in terms of focusing on the biggest topics in the technology and innovation space, right? The blockchain and cryptocurrency, something that's very much top of mind today. Cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, machine learning.
Bitcoin, any of that?
Yeah, the Bitcoin, absolutely, with the cryptocurrency. It's something that we're seeing. I mean, even in our own backyard, there's a number of different companies that are playing a big role in Bitcoin, are using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a way of raising funds, which is very different and very kind of new in the market. But there's a lot of exciting things in that space happening here in Miami and happening across Latin America. And there's a great opportunity for our community to serve as the hub of that activity. And that's what we're trying to shine a little bit of a light on
now, when
at eMERGE.
Now, when I go to eMERGE, I notice there's a variety of different levels of participation. There's the general trade show. There's the interactive speakers that you have. Tell me a little bit about way things are going to be laid out today, and maybe some of the speakers that are coming, because that's, you know, to get the upgraded participation, you've got some great content coming up. Lucas, give me 1 second. I got to have your pop give the really good stuff, and then you're next again, I promise.
Yeah, so again, as we've done over the last 4 years, we've really brought together a group of world-class speakers, folks like Steve Wozniak and many, many others, Marcelo Claude, Gustavo Cisneros. So really kind of folks who are leaders in the technology industry, and very specifically, our focus is on getting the folks who are leading in the Latin American market. And so we're going to continue that, and we'll be making an announcement actually next week. So everybody kind of stay tuned in terms of all of the Emerge social platforms to find out what we're going to be doing. But the biggest thing, I mean, really, that happens at Emerge Americas on an annual basis is those very powerful connections that can move people's businesses forward. And, now, and that's what we're focused on bringing together.
You know, and I think that's a really important thing because, you and Manny got your start in the technology end with creating the Knap of the Americas, which is an intersection point for all the high fiber and really helps all of the technology in Miami and the world come together. And now you're creating another type of connection, a physical connection with people. And the most important thing in today's world is collisions, the collisions of the people. And you've got to be in the right, I'm going to use the word, ecosystem to create the good connections and collisions. Tell me a bit about some of the things that have happened and come out of Emerge that people can relate to.
Yeah, so I mean, we've seen one of the great things about Emerge is we bring together what is, again, the overall technology and entrepreneurship ecosystem. So it is the entrepreneurs and the startups with the investors. It's also the bigger technology companies, which increasingly are in our community. And they have off, I mean, right here from where we're sitting, you could throw a stone and hit the SAPs, HPs, Ciscos of the world. So some of the biggest technology companies are based right here, and they're making connections that are unique across all of Latin America at Emerge. And then that's only helping to bolster the standing of Miami as a technology hub. And then finally, we have a very unique gathering of government leaders that are coming from throughout Latin America to learn about the latest innovations, but also to talk about how they're implementing interesting technology solutions to solve their problems. And they're doing this both with entrepreneurs and with the big enterprise companies. So those things are happening, on a yearly basis at Emerge. You know, some of the interesting kind of case studies that we've seen is, you know, SAP, for example, is a big partner of ours. They've done some great work with us. They connected with one of the startups that came from Mexico that's in the healthcare space at Emerge Americas 2 years ago. And now that startup is part of their cloud, their enterprise cloud program that's helping entrepreneurs take that next step in their development. Another great example is Facebook. So, right, so Facebook, obviously global brand, they're growing like gangbusters in Latin America. They're a group that has participated in Emerge Americas basically from the beginning in one form or another. But one of the things that we've seen is a significant growth in their presence here in Miami. And that's actually kind of mirrored the relationship they've had with Emerge. And we're looking forward to continue growing that.
Well, maybe I can. Well, here's a question then for you. Can I walk around at Emerge and do a Facebook Live, given that you have exclusive broadcast rights with a certain silo of people?
Yeah, you could do some of that. You could do some of that. But you didn't talk to me about it.
I don't know. You're totally unofficial about it. I think somebody has something. Lucas, give me a little something. What do you want to say here, bro?
Hey, guys. They're telling you all the news.
There you go. You're darn tootin'.
We're trying.
And you're helping us too. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a break. Then we're going to come back. And then we're going to ask Lucas what his favorite thing is about his dad. So, Lucas, you think about what your favorite thing is about your dad. And, Wanda, you play a little rock and roll music. We're going to have some great stuff. Then we're going to talk to the real king in here, Lucas Gonzalez, coming back with his dad, Xavier. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Emerge technology and how the world's coming together in Miami to make Miami a better place. Wanda, rock the house.